In the past 9 days of campaigning in Porong Pasir, my team and I have tried to visit all your homes. To me, that, and only that, is the most important part of the campaign. Not the social media posts, not press coverage, and quite frankly, not even the rally tonight. I want to meet you face to face to start the long process of building trust and relationship, one resident at a time. To be honest, to visit every home in the constituency was really an ambitious target. Porong Pasir has grown in recent times. Since GE 2020, the voter population in the constituency has jumped by 67%. As hard as I tried, I was not able to visit all your homes. Based on Mr. Chua's count, we managed to visit about 82% of your homes. I would also have liked to spend more time speaking to you when I visited, so that we can understand each other better. If elected, I will ensure that I engage each and every one of you. I put together a top 10 list of improvements for Bidadari and Woodleigh. I have to caveat, it's not a full and complete list because it's based on feedback I collected only in the last 9 days. And I hope to do a more comprehensive review. But here goes. Number 10, more directional signs in the estate so there is less confusion on where the various blocks are and how to get to them. This is true. I've met several delivery servicemen and women along the way who were quite lost going to the wrong lifts and lift lobbies. Number 9, better pest control, especially about mosquitoes. This is a serious issue. This could in part be due to the green landscape. It needs to be maintained well. Number 8, more pedestrian crossing options. These can be traffic or zebra crossings or access to overhead bridges by lifts. Number 7, more sporting recreation options. Basketball court seems to be the top choice, I hear. Number 6, more bus services to other areas in Singapore that are not served by our trains. Number 5, our hillside and breeze residents tell me that the construction works at Bartley Road exit has been going on for some years and hope it will be completed soon. It will be. Number 4, our village residents also hope that the final parts of the construction work in and around the park, hawker centre, bus interchange area can be completed soon. Okay, there are about 2 items left. We will get it done before the end of the year. Number 3, our Glen residents experience some gaps in sheltered lingways and their sheltered car porches, as well as some water ponding issues. Our Town Council will work towards getting these solved. Number 2, and this is a big one. We will try our very best to improve the traffic conditions during peak hours for drivers, residents driving to exit the estate onto Upper Serangoon Road. And number 1, and this is where I put down as my most serious feedback I receive from the most important segment of our constituents, our Gen Alphas. They may be unable to vote, but they represent our future, so we must serve them well. We must surely do something about, in their own words, the boring playgrounds in the estate. Many residents ask me if I will speak up for them in Parliament. I think it's a very fair question. Any constituent who votes for a parliamentary representative must expect their representative to speak up for them in Parliament, especially on issues that matter to them. An elected MP must be prepared to do so. If not, you have no business seeking to be elected. The question, though, is what are you going to say and how are you going to say it? If the response to your residents' concerns about the rising cost of living is to simply highlight the problem and then demand free education, free school meals and free healthcare, then I think it not only oversimplifies the problem, but it's also not going to result in any real solutions. If I'm elected into Parliament, what value I will bring to you in dealing with issues that concern you? So here it is. I will listen and engage with any Potong Pasir resident who wants to share their concerns with me or put forward their views. I will not shy away from dealing with difficult and sometimes hard discussions, but in a safe and constructive space. I will always try my very best to find workable solutions to your concerns. If it is an issue about national policy, we can debate about it. And if I'm of the view that it is in the best interest of residents to raise it, you can be rest assured that I will. I've never been one to shy away from advocating for residents, even though in the last 8 years I had no platform in Parliament to do so.